Missed an episode of your favorite podcast? Choose from over a decade of content in our archives. Not just the latest episode. All free at GCNlive.com.
Welcome to the Talk Radio Countdown Show with Doug Steffen, counting down what America's talking about. Talk Radio Countdown. Number 10.
So the Buckeyes win the championship in the first championship playoffs in college. I've always wanted some sort of playoff one way or the other because I hated how the situation was with the BCS. All the other situations, you never truly felt like you had a champion. But I think college football, I got it right. This was, to me, and tell me if I'm wrong, I know it was a Monday night, that was much the same feelings of a Super Bowl.
There is Sports Talk host Glenn Forbes commenting on the first college football championship game, which was won by the Ohio State Buckeyes. The NCAA football championship game seems to fit in with lots of other conversations at the top of the heap when it comes to Sports Talk Radio, and it's become our number 10 item on this week's Talk Radio Countdown Show. I'm Doug Steffen. Welcome in to the Talk Radio Review. Items of interest from number 1 to number 10 through the course of this hour. We'll review all top 10 talk topics. Folks at Talkers Magazine help us every week put this together, monitoring stations and hosts and all the radio stations doing news talk radio around our country. It's a very interesting and solid list again this week. From number 10 to number 1, including the one you just heard, the football championship game, that's where we get started on the countdown.
Number 9.
In the 9 position, another sports item, the championship games, NFL in the focus. Host Bob Stelton and Dave Grosby talked to Kevin Williams, the defensive tackle for the Seattle Supersonics Seattle Seahawks, about being just one game away from the Super Bowl.
You look at it, you're like, this is 60 minutes away from the big one. 60 minutes of football in front of you here at CenturyLink Field. Is there nerves, excitement, anticipation? How are you feeling?
Feeling pretty good. I mean, I'm trying not to overcomplicate it. I mean, for myself, I just try to take every week as a normal game week and prepare the same way and get my keys and get what I need to get ready. And Coach Carroll does a great job with it also. I mean, we prepare every week like it's a championship week. So we already have that mindset going in. So it kind of makes it easier for the rest of the guys.
We hear him say that all the time, but it's really true, isn't it? I mean, it does. It's if you do it that way, then every game kind of is the same, isn't it?
Hey, absolutely. I mean, we come in here on Wednesday and we know it's it's competition Wednesday. We come in on Thursday, you know, it's turnover Thursday. So, I mean, no repeat Friday. So, we got the same routine. We treat the practices the same. We go hard. And, I mean, when it comes to Sunday, I mean, you see you guys having fun, and I think that's a result of it.
You know, we talked to you about this before. You've played at a high level in this league for a while now, and this defense is playing at a historic level through the 6 games leading up to the game with the Panthers. I mean, is this like anything you've experienced, or are you in the middle of it kind of going, wow, this is does it feel new, like something you hadn't been a part of before?
I mean, the how much fun these guys are having out there on this field is that's crazy. I mean, I think guys can tell from the sidelines that we're having a lot of fun, offense, defense, special teams, and it comes from us in practice, and then we get to the game, it kind of makes it a lot easier. And just to be a part of a group like this, it is unique, and it's kind of new. I mean, I know a lot of teams are not doing it that way and having as much fun at practice. You know, they looking at the drudgery of going to practice and doing all the things you have to do to get ready. But, I mean, we try to make it a fun and loose atmosphere here, and it carries over when we play on Sunday.
Number 8.
Number 8 item is a focus on fun. If you had fun watching the early morning session with those people announcing the Golden Globe nominations and, I'm sorry, the Oscar nominations, you probably enjoyed the Golden Globes that were on Sunday night. Here's host Bill Carroll with Matt Bellamy from The Hollywood Reporter. They discussed Tina Fey and Amy Poehler and how they did as the hosts of this year's show.
I like the show overall. I love the hosts. We're going to miss them next year, I think, huh?
I think that they bring a very nice tone to a show like that, and it's hard to replicate.
How did the room react to that Cosby joke? Did most people think it was funny, or was it uncomfortable?
I think most people thought it was bold of them to do that joke on NBC, of all places, where Cosby was such a huge figure for so many years. But, you know, you saw people applauding. You know, the joke was fine. It was kind of funny, but it was more like, wow, they really went after him.
Yeah, they did. That was pretty hard-hitting. It wasn't even a subtle kind of passing reference. They just went...
No, you saw it, and you saw Lena Dunham, the creative girl, just start applauding as if, you know, she was applauding the chutzpah rather than the joke itself.
Yeah. Is there any early buzz about who's going to host it next year? Because that's going to be a big challenge now.
I've heard Julia Louis-Dreyfus could be a good candidate. She's really funny. I wouldn't be surprised if they went back to Ricky Gervais or you know, went to someone that has an association with the Globes already.
Yeah, that makes sense. I mean, I thought it was a bold choice to have two women do it, but it looks so easy for them. I don't know. Why not go on a run? I don't know why they have to make the change. I liked it when Billy Crystal hosted the Oscars year after year after year. You know, something comfortable about that.
Yeah, there is a familiarity, and they're clearly very good at it. I think NBC and the HFPA would love for them to come back, but it seems like they want to do other things.
Yeah, it's probably a lot of work.
Yeah, I don't know. I mean, they have friends. They said Seth Meyers helped them out with some of the jokes. And, you know, it is just one night. It's about 10 minutes of material. So you think that they, you know, I'm sure they're probably paid very well. But, you know, they have a lot of things going on.
A lot of work. That doesn't seem to me as something that would be, under the circumstances, something that would be considered. Interesting, the nominees to move from the Golden Globes at the moment to the Oscars. The 2015 nominees, a lot of people are buzzing about the announcements, about the categories, about who may win. I think it's interesting Bradley Cooper is so much in the conversation. The thing that I noticed on social media was the growing backlash over what some say is a lack of diversity at hashtag OscarsSoWhite. That caught on fire on Twitter during the week after no actor or directors of color were named nominees. That's something that bothers you under the circumstances. You can comment, if you'd like to, on the things we're discussing. It's a quick run-through of the top 10. You may try 888-302-3684. Also, email to Doug at DougStephan.com. And Twitter at GoodDayShow, Facebook.com/GoodDay. The next item up for consideration, number 7, in a matter of moments here, on this week's Talk Radio Countdown Show.
Ugh, cold winter weather. It makes my skin so dry, itchy, and irritated. Can I get some help, please, for this winter skin of mine?
Cortisone 10 Intensive Healing has the strongest non-prescription itch medicine available. Its 7 moisturizers help heal skin, so you'll stop itching and start feeling relief fast.
Ah, my skin feels like it's been on vacation, even with 10 inches of snow outside.
Itch-free, worry-free, Cortisone 10. Use as directed.
For 20 years, you've trusted Lumber Liquidators for the best deals on the best selection of floors. Well, this week, get even more deals in our January flooring sale. One beautiful hardwood? Get pre-finished solid hardwood from $189. How about gorgeous bamboo that's twice as hard as oak? We've got strand bamboo for $219. Looking for top quality laminate? This week, get almost half off our thickest and best laminate, plus other great flooring deals and 18-month special financing. Don't wait. The January flooring sale's going on now. Visit LumberLiquidators.com to find a store near you.
What if I told you that you could reverse diabetes and stop taking your diabetes medication? If you or someone you care about has diabetes or pre-diabetes, there's a special free video you need to watch. You may have heard about this. It's all over the internet. 22diabetes.com. People who have followed this plan at 22diabetes.com have reportedly not only normalized their blood sugar, but have stopped taking their diabetes meds completely with their doctor's approval. 22diabetes.com is a natural, drug-free approach to reversing diabetes with remarkable results in as little as 4 weeks. 22diabetes.com will save you from being a slave to doctor-prescribed drugs. It's easy. 22diabetes.com gives you 3 specific actions to get your blood sugar under control. And the best part is the main ingredient and solution is a common spice found in most kitchens. Watch the free video for yourself at 22diabetes.com. Watch for free at 22diabetes.com. Get back the quality of your life and free yourself from diabetes medication. Go to 22diabetes.com.
Curious about what comes next? Next is the feeling of vulnerability you get after you arrive home to discover your house has been ransacked by burglars. Fool the bad guys with a new improved fake TV. You asked for it, we listened, and we made our new fake TV 3 times brighter than our previous model. The brightness of our new fake TV is equivalent to a 40-inch TV. It simulates the color and motion of a real TV while you're away from home. And when burglars think someone is home watching television, they're likely to pass your house and move on to an easier target. The new, brighter fake TV is only $39.95 and includes free shipping. Go to faketv.com or call 1-877-5-FAKE-TV. That's 877-532-5388 or go to faketv.com. Fake TV, the burglar deterrent.
Number seven.
Number seven item this week as we continue to review the hot hits in News Talk Radio. This is a focus on the economy and the price of oil and gasoline, how it's going down, down, down. Here is a take from Countdown affiliate WDEL in Wilmington, where host Alan Ludell talked to financial analyst Katie Hill about the growing economic problem some states are facing as the price of oil goes down, down, down.
I would say Texas off the cuff, but it's such a massive state and has so many different interests. I noted it really didn't make the top of your list.
Yeah, I mean, it didn't even clear the top five of the states most hurt by falling oil prices. It was in the top 10, and you're absolutely right. It seems like Texas would be number one, right? Because they're the largest oil-producing state in our country. But really, what's interesting about Texas is you're absolutely right. There's sort of a more diversified economy there, and so they can kind of absorb some of the shock of falling oil prices. Number one on the list is a state that really it can't absorb them as well because it's not quite as diversified or as large as Texas. And the number one is North Dakota. And that's really just because, you know, recently they've had that huge oil boom. There's a lot of people working in that oil industry now. They're making a lot of money from it. So they're going to get really hurt. And Money Rates, who did this survey, actually estimates that it'll cost North Dakota $11 billion in 2015, these falling oil prices. So that is a big price tag that North Dakota faces because of these falling oil prices.
And other states, of which I might add, are all in the West.
Yeah, Wyoming was number two, and that one, although it's not going to cost them as much, the interesting thing here is they had the highest percentage of their job market that's in oil. So 6% of the jobs in Wyoming are in oil. So what's going to happen there is that just really impacts, you know, regular people who are trying to make a living in that state. And so that's what puts it on the number two slot. Number three, not surprisingly to many people, is Alaska. That kind of Alaska and Texas, so North Dakota were probably the three that you probably thought of right off the top of your head. But Alaska stands to lose more than $6 billion in 2015 because of those falling oil prices, because that's just a very, very big industry there. So those were the top three.
Although I was thinking the one state where the state capital was literally right near an oil installation is Oklahoma.
Yeah, Oklahoma, it's not going to fare that well either. They also have a high percentage of jobs in the oil industry and their overall economic impact. It's about $660 million for 2015 that's going to be, they could get hurt with. So that's pretty big. Number five on the list surprised me, I guess. Number five is New Mexico, not typically a state that you think of that much that's impacted by oil, but it lands on the number five slot for a variety of reasons. You know, the economic impact and the jobs. It's estimated to cost them $2.19 billion in 2015. So that surprised me a bit, but I found it interesting.
The oil services giant Schlumberger is going to cut 9,000 jobs as a result of the discussion, not because of that discussion, but a follow-up to what those folks were talking about there, the collapse of crude oil prices. That will mean that 8% of Schlumberger's 120,000 workers will move on to other things of their choosing. That's a nice way, gentle way of putting it, right? Production surging, waning growth, world is awash with oil, collapse in prices, benchmark crude price down to a place about 50% lower than it was in June. 47.67 is the week ended. 21 after the hour on the countdown.
Are you always 5 minutes late? Maybe you're only late when you don't want to be somewhere. Then you realize you're always 5 minutes late. For work, you set 3 alarms, drag your feet in the shower, drink your coffee slowly until you're rushing out the door. 5 minutes late. It's not that you hate your job. Hate is such a strong word. You're just not that excited about it. But most people don't love what they do, right? Listen, if you're local to the Twin Cities, are hardworking, self-driven, with experience in sales, marketing, or advertising, are personable, and a whiz on the phone, you might want to join one of the largest independent talk radio networks in the world, GCN. Because right now, we are hiring, and we offer benefits. Experience preferred, but we'll train the right person. Is that you? Submit your resume today to advertise at gcnlive.com. That's advertise at gcnlive.com. Come work with the Genesis Communications Network, where you'll want to be 5 minutes early every day.
On Facebook, on the news, and in conversations with friends, we're bombarded every day with advice on how to be healthier, from gluten-free and non-GMO diets to how much exercise and sleep the body needs. But how much have you heard about alkalizing the body? AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops are a holistic and natural way to get your body's pH levels back in balance. Just a few drops in water will help your body rid itself of harmful waste, and even the healthiest of diets can be complemented with your daily use of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops. Who isn't looking for more vibrance, vigor, and energy? Now buy 2 bottles of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops and get $10 off your order. Visit AlkaVision.com or call 800-518-7615. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops are packed with a powerful combination of the most alkaline minerals and compounds. Open the door to greater health, vitality, and zest for life. Alkalize your body. Supercharge your health. Call 800-518-7615 or head to AlkaVision.com.
Counting down what America's talking about. The Talk Radio Countdown Show continues. Number 6.
Number 6 item this week on our countdown, the survey of the hot hits in News Talk Radio, is a focus on what's going on in Congress as the GOP gets to work. Here's host Terry Miners with Congressman John Yarmuth of Kentucky discussing whether Yarmuth thinks the new Congress will be able to get anything done now that the Republicans are in control.
Let's talk about the shape of our new Congress. You're just back to work in there, and John Boehner, obviously, mm-hmm. is Speaker of the House. Mitch McConnell over on the other side. Now, what sort of are there storm clouds gathering, or is it? Or are we still in a placid moment? I know that they voted on the key. Or I'm talking about the Senate now, but they voted on the Keystone Pipeline, and President Obama's folks have said, you know what, that's not going to happen. Is this gamesmanship that's going on already to set up something for us in a month or so with bigger issues?
No, I think this is just a continuation of what we saw in the last Congress. And, you know, I think this will be the rule more than the exception. I think there's still a great deal of difference between Democrats and Republicans on the direct, how they feel, what they feel the direction of the country should be and certain policies. But I think one thing that there's a scenario that is potentially positive, and that is because of the rule in the Senate, which requires 60 votes to get anything passed, and the fact that I think Senator McConnell is committed to trying to be productive on the Senate side, I think there's a possibility that the Senate could actually pass things in the areas of infrastructure and some other areas that are truly bipartisan and have a chance of passing the House. I think what we've seen over the last week from the House side is that Republicans continue to pass things here that have no chance of passing the Senate or being signed by the President. So I'm very pessimistic that anything that the House originates can get passed, can get enacted into law. But I am somewhat optimistic that the Senate can take the lead on some things that are truly bipartisan and have a chance of passing the House.
On the Democratic side in the House, though, it has to be a fascinating showcase for you guys. Boehner is not given unanimous election as Speaker of the House because of that pack of, what was it, like 25 dissenters?
Right, 25 who did not vote for him for Speaker, which is, I think, the most votes against the Speaker since the Civil War. So
doesn't that play right into the Democrats' wheelhouse?
It absolutely does. There's no question about that. But again, in the House, we're a significant minority. We have 188 members versus their 240-something. And if depending on how many defections they have, they can still have about almost 30 defections and still pass anything they want to pass. So there are issues that they're going to need Democratic votes on, and they're going to have to compromise on some things. And there's some votes, I think, that Speaker Boehner, as he has done before, is just going to have to say to his extreme right wing, I'm going to pass this with Democratic votes. And you all can do what you want to do. But if he does that more often than not, then we'll have a much more productive Congress. If he decides to let his extreme wing run the show with the tail wagging the dog, as it were, and insists on having all Republican votes for anything, then we're not going to get much done. And again, like we're working on a bill right now that makes it much more difficult to pass for agencies like the EPA or the SEC or any regulatory agency to implement any rules at all to protect the environment, to protect consumers. This is a bill that is as extreme as it can get. It'll pass the House. It will not pass the Senate. Even with a Republican control, it won't pass the Senate. It won't be signed. So that's the dynamic we're facing right now, is that those this is the Tea Party and their successors, and they're causing a lot of problems for Speaker Boehner and for Congress as a whole.
The President's State of the Union is scheduled for the 20th, I believe, Tuesday night of this coming week, and the Republicans have selected a fresh face to give their rebuttal. Newly elected Iowa Senator Joni Ernst, the first woman to represent her state in Congress, is going to give the rebuttal. So that's something for those of you who are interested in that side to look forward to conversationally on Tuesday. I'm sure it'll be a big item on our Talk Radio Countdown show for next week. Meanwhile, we continue with this week's overview. In a few moments, it's 20.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
We live in a complicated society. Stressful issues are always popping up. Have you ever been treated unfairly by someone? Have you ever been overcharged for a repair? Have you ever signed a contract or a document worried about identity theft? How many times have you been in those unique situations where you just wanted to call an attorney to find out if you're right or wrong, or what your legal rights are? But every time you think about calling an attorney, what do you think about first? That's right. Who do you call, and how much will it cost? Our friends at Legal Shield have found a solution. With a nationwide network of 6,900 attorneys who average 19 years of experience, Legal Shield's law firms take over 40,000 calls per week helping their members. For less than $20 per month, you can have access to Legal Shield on everything from the trivial to the traumatic. Let Legal Shield stand up for your rights at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com. Or call 855-340-SAVE, 855-340-7283.
Results will vary from case to case.
A little right, a little left, but always independent-minded. The Genesis Communications Network, GCN.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right. General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for $35,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet for $35,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 1,500-foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait. So call 866-91-STEEL. Lock in your price now. Call 866-91-STEEL. That's 866-917-8335.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MYTV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy. And get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99, and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch, when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
Are you hungry for delicious, nutritious, rich, and satisfying home-cooked meals? Discover the Vita Clay 4-in-1 Smart Organic Cooker. Unglazed Zeesha Clay, an ancient secret that makes this fast multi-cooker so special. Infusing your food with incredible flavors, perfect texture, vitamins, and minerals for your good health. It's a slow cooker, rice cooker, a steamer, plus a yogurt maker. Go to VitaClayChef.com and enter promo code RADIO20 for 20% off at checkout. That's VitaClayChef.com.
Worried about getting sick and feeling terrible for days or even weeks? You need Immudyne for a healthy immune system. Why get sick and bother with products that just don't work? For just a dollar a day, Immudyne is all natural and safe for all lifestyles. Call 866-257-8668 to buy now before it's too late, before you get sick. Or go to immudyne.com, immudyne.com, or call 866-257-8668.
To the Talk Radio Countdown Show with Doug Steffen, counting down what America's talking about.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
This week's top 10 talk topics discussed by the editor and publisher of Talkers Magazine. Hi, welcome back into the Talk Radio Countdown Show. I'm Doug Steffen with Professor Michael Harrison. I just found out, by the way, as an aside, our friend Stephen J.J. Wiseman, who appears on this program and also writes a column in Talkers Magazine, has a J.D., so I've now started referring to him as Dr. Wiseman. Did you know that he was a J.D.?
Every lawyer is a J.D.
Oh, I don't think so. Really? They have to get a doctorate?
Yeah, it's a doctor of jurisprudence. All lawyers have a doctorate in jurisprudence. It's considered to be 17 steps below a chiropractor. with all due respect,
thanks to the American Medical Association
industry.
Yeah, right.
The only reason I mention that is chiropractors all seem to have a little bit of a complex about.
They have a chip on their shoulder because the AMA has given them the chip on their shoulder.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. But no. Steve Wiseman, who is the legal editor of Talkers Magazine and a member of stable.
He is a
lawyer. He is highly respected. He's a member of the Massachusetts Bar. He is also a professor of law at Bentley College, which is a very prestigious academic position. And he's an award-winning, highly praised, and accomplished professor, in addition to being a best-selling author. He's a hell of a guy.
You know, I have known him about as long. I think you introduced me to him, as a matter of fact.
Yes,
I've known him about as long as I've known you. And I have had him on this program pretty much every week for the past 20-some-odd years. I have never asked him a question. I've never, first of all, told him what I was going to ask. You know my style. I don't tell anybody what I'm going to ask him. If they come to me and they want to be interviewed and they say, well, here are the questions, I throw the question in the wastebasket. I say, you want me to ask those questions? Go somewhere else, because I'm not, I may or may not ask you those questions, but I'm not going to tell you what I'm going to ask you, because what good is that? This is the spontaneity. The radio needs to be spontaneous. So in all the years that Wiseman has been on with me, I have never once asked him a question that he fluffed, flubbed, or didn't know the answer to. And I'm not talking about the old Larry Glick days. Larry Glick was a great radio host on WBZ in Boston for about 20-some-odd years, and he was so silly, he would ask the audience, he would urge them, he would goad them into asking him crazy questions for which he would always have an answer. Snappy answer, not usually the truth, but it was a good snappy answer, so you never caught him. But with Wiseman, you know what he's telling you is the truth, or at least it's researched, or he knows what he's talking about.
Yeah, he is very bright, and he knows his stuff. He's a very serious student of his subject.
Yeah.
But he also is a good man. He is a they say that attorneys are all creeps crooks.
Yeah, he's a good guy.
Nah,
by the way,
very,
his website,
ethical, good man.
Not to give him a little, well, give him a plug, why not? He's got a very good, this kind of tells the story of what he's all about. Website's called scamaside.com, S-C-A-M-aside, scamaside.com, where you can go every day he updates it because there's so damn many scams that people hear about on the radio, they read stuff in the newspapers, or they get approached by people who are trying to sell them stuff, and this happens all too frequently, all seasons of the year, all kinds of opportunities for people to rip you off. So if you have been approached by somebody that you think is a little fuzzy, go to scamaside.com and you get all of them, anything that's possible. And if it's not there, ask a question. He'll do the research and find out, scamaside.com. Which now brings me around to that people list. We have two lists every week from Talkers Magazine. One of them is the top stories, and the other one, Michael goes through, are the people. On that list, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, at least 7 of those people on that list are lawyers. Do you know that?
Lawyers are a very big part of newsmakers.
Yeah, and because they're all in politics. They're all running for something, many of the people who are running John McCain made a big deal out of this a couple of years ago, remember? When he was trying to get, I think somebody running against him was a lawyer. And so he took off on lawyers, and there are too many lawyers in the House and too many lawyers in the Senate. But Wiseman brings up a good point about having the expertise to be able to craft these bills and have them pass legal muster.
There's no question about it. It's a double-edged sword. We can make fun of lawyers or we can criticize lawyers, but you do want people in government who have an understanding and academic education about the law. Imagine if there were people in the government didn't know the law. That would be a problem that would be just as bad as having too many lawyers.
Well, I think there are a lot of people in Congress who don't know anything about the law.
People in Congress don't know anything about business.
They
don't know how to run a business. They can't even run their own checkbooks.
Yeah.
A lot of them are total incompetents who happen to have a little bit of charisma and are not ashamed to go around asking to have people donate money to them.
Right, so they can help those people out as they help themselves out.
Right.
Very interesting to see, where the money comes out. You can certainly see the results of money in immigration policy, in health care. The Obamacare bill was crafted by the insurance industry.
Right. But the fact of the matter is you cannot make it in politics today unless you are a shameless fundraiser.
Yeah.
You've got to be able to spend most of your time going around hitting people up for money and taking it without any kind of shame.
Yeah.
That is something that a lot of people don't want to do.
Yeah.
And a lot of people of integrity and dignity just don't want to do that.
If they're really wealthy, they use their own money. Michael Bloomberg is a great example of that. He didn't want to go ask people for money, so he used his own.
Right. And then the downside of that is they could become dictators because they're not accountable to anybody.
Mm-hmm.
The very thing we talk about, they owe favors to people because they took money from them, is also accountability. Mm-hmm. If you don't take money from anybody, then you answer to nobody but yourself, and that could, in fact, be just as dangerous.
There's no easy
solution to how to run a government.
Unless you have just such a great message that you can get it out there without the use of a lot of other people's money or your own money to buy time on radio.
As your message is sincere, and then when you get power, you execute it. The problem is there's a total disconnect between what's said during campaigns and what happens after the campaign is over and the person takes office.
Yep,
we
of
see
course.
This over and over.
Look at Obama, the best example nationally of that in years, more so than George Bush even.
Yeah, crazy. I mean, you know, Obama said certain things during the first election that, you know, you'd think we would have been out of this war years ago. Mm-hmm. And yet he is just the same as Bush was in so many ways.
Yep. They're all
what
the
does
same.
That tell you?
Well, you know, we looking at the list of people who are on the report this week, Hillary Clinton and I think Jeb Bush was on it last week, and they were both in the same position because a lot of people think the two of them are going to face off against each other, although now Mitt Romney is back in the fray this week, according to some. He's number 7 on the list of people at Talkers
right.
Magazine.
After saying he would never run again.
Right, now he's going to run again.
Right. So, you know, give me a break.
So, but I mean, as you just pointed out, you get to somebody like these main party candidates, Clinton and Bush, you'd be hard-pressed to find the difference, really serious differences between those two. Very hard pressed to find a difference between Hillary
in terms
Clinton
of their actions,
and Jeb Bush.
In terms
yeah.
of their policies,
yeah.
in terms of debate or when they're talking or they're running. Oh yeah, then one's left, one's right. They appeal, they target different parts of their base.
You know, wink, wink, because they're friends behind the scenes.
Well, they're part of the same organization.
Well, but I mean,
when
the Clinton
I say that,
family,
I'm not talking about conspiracy theory. I'm saying is that they're being funded by the same people.
Yeah, but the families are friends. The Bush family and the Clinton family become very close friends.
But wouldn't you say they have a lot in common?
Of course they do.
Don't you think they have more in common with each other than they have with you and me?
Yeah, that's why they're friends.
Right.
Yeah. And it's
birds of a feather.
You remember how they used, remember Bill Clinton absolutely football, just cremated George the father, George Bush the father in the debates and the things that were said by each other. And shortly, I mean, it took no time at all for Bill Clinton to become friendly with George Bush. And they've been very, very close for the ensuing years, to the point where there were jokes. Mrs. Bush used to call Bill Clinton her favorite son when George the son was the president. And, you know, so they, then
yeah,
they...
No, they
then,
are close.
Then,
they are close, or they play upon it, I don't know. But the point of the matter is, understanding the human condition and human nature, none of that is really terribly surprising. Not to mention, how many times have you seen president and vice president sharing the same ticket who, during the primary, told everybody that if the other guy was nominated, it would be the end of the world as we know it.
That was George Bush and Ronald Reagan.
Yes,
they didn't like each
economics.
Other at all. They didn't like each other at all.
And didn't Joe Biden get into trouble for making some type of disparaging remarks about Obama during the primaries when he was running that was offensive to the African-American community?
Yeah. Right, But then he becomes the vice president. Oy.
Right, so, I mean, and look at Hillary and Obama. You think they like each other?
Not at all. No.
But they
Not
worked together for a few years.
Yeah, well, it was mutually beneficial.
Right.
The two of them.
Well, they say politics makes strange bedfellows.
As a matter of fact, remember the discussion Joe Biden and his wife had in one of the debates? I remember this vividly. Somehow or other, the wife, it was a husband-wife interview. It wasn't a debate. And in the interview, Mrs. Biden was asked some questions about what she thought of her husband's role as vice president. And she blurted out, well, we weren't really sure whether he was going to be vice president or secretary of state because the president-elect came to us and said, which would you like? Would you like to be vice president or would you like to be secretary of state? And apparently went to Hillary Clinton with the same question. And that's what Mrs. Biden said. And Joe said, shh.
So which would you take?
Oh, my God. I'd
which
be
would
vice
you
president.
Take?
Vice president.
If you were offered Secretary of State or Vice President.
Vice President. Well, no, I like to travel. I might have taken Secretary of State. It was a lot of work. Vice President, not a lot of work. I
vice
could be on
vice
the farm.
President's a great job. Great
I could
job.
Be the, on the farm. I could do my radio show. I
you
could
do everything
radio
else
show.
And be Vice President enough to worry about it.
Yeah.
Nelson Rockefeller once said, I don't want to be vice president of anything.
Yeah, right. Look at where we ended up. All right.
If you go around and ask people, here's one for you. Go to a mall and ask 100 people, who was the vice president under Gerald Ford?
Yeah.
100 of them will not know.
And the better question is, who was John Rockefeller under when he died? That'd be a better question. We'll be continuing in a moment here on the Talk Radio Countdown Show.
20 years, you've trusted Lumber Liquidators for the best deals and the best selection of floors. Well, this week, get even more deals in our January flooring sale. Want beautiful hardwood? Get pre-finished solid hardwood from $189. How about gorgeous bamboo that's twice as hard as oak? We've got strand bamboo for $219. Looking for top quality laminates? This week, get almost half off our thickest and best laminate, plus other great flooring deals and 18-month special financing. Don't wait. The January flooring sale's going on now. Visit LumberLiquidators.com to find a store near you.
What if I told you that you could reverse diabetes and stop taking your diabetes medication? If you or someone you care about has diabetes or pre-diabetes, there's a special free video you need to watch. You may have heard about this. It's all over the internet. 22diabetes.com. People who have followed this plan at 22diabetes.com have reportedly not only normalized their blood sugar, but have stopped taking their diabetes meds completely with their doctor's approval. 22diabetes.com is a natural, drug-free approach to reversing diabetes with remarkable results in as little as 4 weeks. 22diabetes.com will save you from being a slave to doctor-prescribed drugs. It's easy. 22diabetes.com gives you 3 specific actions to get your blood sugar under control. And the best part is the main ingredient and solution is a common spice found in most kitchens. Watch the free video for yourself at 22diabetes.com. Watch for free at 22diabetes.com. Get back the quality of your life and free yourself from diabetes medication. Go to 22diabetes.com.
Curious about what comes next? Next is the feeling of vulnerability you get after you arrive home to discover your house has been ransacked by burglars. Fool the bad guys with a new improved fake TV. You asked for it, we listened, and we made our new fake TV 3 times brighter than our previous model. The brightness of our new fake TV is equivalent to a 40-inch TV. It simulates the color and motion of a real TV while you're away from home. And when burglars think someone is home watching television, they're likely to pass your house and move on to an easier target. The new, brighter fake TV is only $39.95 and includes free shipping. Go to faketv.com or call 1-877-5-FAKE-TV. That's 877-532-5388 or go to faketv.com. Fake TV, the burglar deterrent.
And now, the Lens of Liberty. Here is Helen Kriebel.
In homes across the country, doorknobs are a standard 3 feet from the floor. But a friend of mine was told she had to replace the doorknobs on her whole house with ones 4 feet from the ground because she had an indoor swimming pool and a toddler might enter her house and drown. Since the pool, which could not be seen from the street, was called an attractive nuisance, she would be liable if such a thing happened. This is sheer nonsense. If we look through the lens of liberty, it's obvious that if a child is wandering alone on someone else's property, it's the responsibility of the parents, not the homeowner. Americans believe in limited government because we believe in self-government. That requires personal responsibility for yourself and your family, not government rules on other people's doorknobs.
For more information, go to lensofliberty.org. That's lensofliberty.org.
Let's finish up the week's overview of the stories, the people, the discussion that Michael and I have every week. Michael Harrison from Talkers Magazine, a part of Talkers.com, which houses Talkers Radio and Talkers TV. Also, the list of people on the list. There's a story in Talkers this week that gets us off the radio a little bit. It sort of highlights a couple of the very famous either current talk radio people or one in the case of Adam Carolla, who's not doing actually a talk radio show anymore. He's doing a podcast. But he does his own very successful podcast, which is an important part of the business these days. And he's sort of signing on with Dennis Miller. How's that going to work? What do you think of that idea?
I think it's cool. I mean, they're going to be doing a weekly podcast where they talk to each other and compare notes, sort of what you and I are doing right now.
Yeah.
And
they'd be very good at that unscripted, just kind of.
Yeah, yeah.
They're both a little
both of
vulgar.
Them are very funny. Both are funny. Both are glib. Both are tuned in, and they cover a wide variety of areas.
Yeah.
And they know how to do podcasts.
Yeah.
So you know, why not? Why
Does
not?
Dennis have one of his own that is from his radio program?
I think that Dennis does one. I don't know the answer to that, but I suspect he has a radio program and he doesn't.
I know he has a radio program, but I just wondered whether or not he was doing a separate podcast. Remember, we've talked about that. And
I believe he is, but I'm not sure.
Yeah, better to do a separate podcast and have people. And that's the way it's going. I don't want to be too inside here. But most everybody's got a successful podcast these days is not producing or reproducing a radio program. They're doing something that is different, special. And more often than not, it is aimed at an audience that may not be their audience on the radio.
Exactly. Podcasts today should be specifically produced to be podcasts,
yeah,
as opposed to reproductions of something that ran elsewhere.
Yeah, because the, you know, you can hear it someplace else. What the heck? If you get the, like, I'm doing this ag show, the American Family Farmer. That's going to be a broadcast item. Some people suggested it'd be a podcast, but it's going to be a broadcast item on radio stations. Those sorts of things, you know, you might be able to carry it one step further and do a video podcast of some aspect of the farm or what we report each week. Who knows what that can develop into? But it's an interesting, as 2015 gets started, interesting thing to think about where that will go during the course of the year. Michael Harrison will be here every weekend during the year. I guarantee you that. He and I work over the stories and the people as part of the talk topics of the week that we review on the Talk Radio Countdown Show.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
What good is a Big Berkey water filter?
We get that question a lot here at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. And in a word, the answer is protection. Protection from water main breaks, E. coli contamination, environmental chemical spills, pesticide runoff, chlorine taste and smell, and all forms of fluoride. Plus, Big Berkey water filters are the original gravity water filter system and most trusted on the market for a reason. Tested by multiple independent NSF EPA certified labs, they are the gold standard in water purification. At only 1.7 cents a gallon, a single set of filters can last for 5 to 10 years. That means big savings. Big Berkey, the one that's powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get a Big Berkey today at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. GCN listeners receive 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Visit our website or call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey Water Filters, for the love of clean water.
Yeah?
Did you want to see me, sir?
Well, I did, but now that I do, I'm not so sure.
Sir?
Johnson, I got a mission for you that could change your life.
Oh, good, sir.
It involves traveling halfway around the world without so much as half a clue of where you're going or what you're going to do when you get there.
Situation normal, sir?
Uh-huh. Well, I'll be leading this mission, Johnson, so I'll be telling you what to do.
You, sir?
That's right, Johnson, and I say first things first.
Oh, good plan, sir.
And what I say is first is food. Always remember that, Johnson. Food is a big deal.
Sir, my brother-in-law can get us a really good deal on some surplus MREs.
Johnson, if you've got half a brain and that empty head of yours, you'll call the freeze-dry guy like I did. That food is better for you, rehydrates faster, and it's good, Johnson. And it keeps for up to 30 years.
Will we be gone that long, sir?
Well, I hope not. Now, get your supplies organized and meet me down to the pier at dawn on Sunday. We sail at sunrise.
Yes, sir.
This adventure is brought to you by the freeze-dry guy. Call 866-404-3663 or visit freezedryguy.com.
Counting down what America's talking about. The Talk Radio Countdown Show continues. Number one.
So let's get to the top story of the week. The week ending Friday, January the 16th. The aftermath of Charlie Hebdo, that incident in Paris.
The whole attack at Charlie Hebdo to kill it and get rid of it, they have run out of the 3 million copies of that magazine, and now they're reportedly going to print 5 million, and so their message, Charlie Hebdo's message, is getting out even more so.
Well, that's absolutely right. I mean, that is the bitter irony of it, but we have to remember that the terrorists have multiple audiences. The Al-Qaeda in Iraq claim a responsibility. You know, a lot of this is not just, you know, taunting the West. It's aiming at potential supporters and members of their own camp to say, see, we are powerful. We are not weak. We can, even the most powerful, affluent Western nations, we can hurt them, we can strike them at their heart. So, you know, in that sense, they're undaunted by the response. But on the other hand, it shows you, yeah, the incredible solidarity around the world. Je suis Charlie. For a magazine that, you know, a lot of us would, you know, might very well just find offensive. It's not that, you know, I would ever deny the people's right to do it, but it's interesting, mainstream American journalism, even something like The Onion, would not publish defaming material of this type. But I was telling my students today, there's a tradition of this going all the way back to the French Revolution. There are cartoons that I was showing them of, you know, the 1830s, pillorying the king. And, you know, this is a revered tradition in France, even if many people don't particularly like it. It only had a circulation of 60,000.
Not anymore.
Well, at least for a while. Whether that will be sustained, I doubt it. But certainly it's, you know, exactly right. I mean, there's a counter message that the public is sending back around the world, and that's a good thing. I mean, it's a good thing to say we find this unacceptable. And, you know, in much the same way, to their credit, the French, you know, I mean, it was Jacques Chirac on 9/11 said we are all Americans now.
Yeah.
You know, and I think this is, it does, it draws us together. It doesn't divide us.
All right, so there's a problem, a quick review here. That was host Wendy Snyder talking to terrorism expert Tom McKitis about the latest issue of Charlie Hebdo, which is on sale. I just want to make sure you got all the information. You know who that was before I bring you to the next cut, which is host Tommy Tucker with CBS military analyst Jeff McCausland. They discussed whether what happened in Paris is something that we as the United States should be involved in or whether it's something France has to deal with on their own.
Is this really the United States' fight, or is this something that France has to deal with? And in terms of a military response, is that something we'd even consider?
Well, I guess yes and yes. It is our fight. I think I was very disappointed, frankly, that the president didn't go to the march or had some senior official go to the march. And the White House himself has now admitted this was a pretty significant mistake on their part. We need to show solidarity with our allies. They definitely showed solidarity with us on 9/11. The French have been one of our longest allies. Have we had differences? Certainly we have. But, you know, as the care campaign began over Iraq and Syria back in September, and we've now conducted something like 1,600 or 1,700 airstrikes, the French were one of the first to step up and join that particular fight. So we have to show solidarity with them. That being said, if there's any silver lining in that dark cloud that the president or some senior official was not there, I think it is that this reminds the Europeans that this is their fight as well. This is not something they got involved with because of the Americans. And over time, I have had Europeans say to me, you know, the Americans dragged us into this. This was the Americans' fight back in 9/11, and you dragged us into this, whether it was in Iraq or whether it was in Afghanistan. And I think now it's underscored to them that, no, in fact, it is their fight. And frankly, they have a lot of challenges due to the large Muslim populations in those particular countries and the fact that most of those Muslim populations live in very impoverished ghettos, particularly in places like Paris, which are breeding grounds for this type of radicalization and terrorism.
Yeah, I didn't know that France had the largest number of Muslims in Europe at about 5
right.
million, I think.
Yeah, that's about right. And,
yeah.
And also the French have had the largest number, we believe, of foreign fighters go off to fight in Syria and Iraq, something like 1,000, which caused them grave concern that these people may get radicalized, get training on weapons in return. And the Kouachi brothers may be an illustration of that, because there's some belief they spent some time in Yemen, if not in Syria.
The topics are listed at DougStephan.com. If you're one who follows this program carefully, you know that each weekend at DougStephan.com, we have a list of the top 10 talk topics in order number 1 through number 10. And we have acknowledged that the Charlie Hebdo aftermath is number 1. What do you think is number 1? What's the most important thing in this list for you? Let us know at DougStephan.com. This is the Talk Radio Countdown Show. Doug Stephan every week at this time going through the numbers and the issues here on the TRC. Yes. The Talk Radio Countdown Show is a production of Stephan Multimedia, written by Ken Kessler, produced by Bob Case.
You're fired.
According to the Small Business Administration, 75% of small businesses plan to eliminate jobs or reduce workers' hours to part-time.
You're fired.
According to Gallup, the unemployment rate recently jumped to nearly 9%, and the underemployment rate hit a staggering 17.9%.
You're fired.
One out of three young adults and one out of two recent college graduates are underemployed. Hello, I'm Keith Abel, a pharmacist and a home business entrepreneur. In 2011, I became one of those statistics myself. Instead of looking for another job in corporate America, I joined Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. We're creating steady incomes for ourselves and would like to show you how to do the same. If you want to supplement your current income, replace your income, so you don't have to become one of the statistics, then give me a call toll-free at 866-257-3105, 866-257-3105.
You're fired.
Don't wait till you hear those words. Start creating an extra income today, 866-257-3105.